Hello, Saints. So for my daily audio today, I'd like to talk about the sword of the Spirit. So the Word of God is a sword, but who knows how to best use the sword? The flesh man or the Spirit? The Spirit, no doubt. And the sword of the Spirit, to cut effectively, must be wielded under the guidance of the Spirit, the Word of God being the Spirit's sword. Ephesians 6:17-20. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. When we witness to the world the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God cuts man when we yield to the direction of the Spirit in conversation. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Rather than hacking at a person's heart, trying to get through to them with man's understanding of the Word of God, allowing the Spirit to wield his sword, praying unceasingly, asking for guidance with each cut, will cast seeds in their proper place. Luke 8:11, and this comes right at the beginning when Jesus is explaining the parable of the seed sower. Now the parable is this: the seed is the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-19. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. I like that progression of pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, quench not the Spirit. It's important to remember all of that. And just as Samuel, the Lord will let none of our words fail if we speak that which is right before him. 1 Samuel 3:19. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. For we can do nothing without the Spirit of God. John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Romans 8:8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So remember, all things are done for God's glory, guided by the Spirit of God, in word or in deed, and we must yield our own wisdom to the wisdom of God, to be effective laborers in the Lord's harvest. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Proverbs 3:5-8, and this is a big one, finish it out with this: trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. So that was my daily audio today about the sword of the Spirit, how to wield that effectively. And the Spirit is the one that guides us in wielding the sword when we're in conversation. He takes conversations where he needs to take them. He uses certain verses where he needs to use them. And it's really a beautiful thing when a man yields to the Spirit. He's guided in conversation. And you can see it almost in the demeanor, the countenance of a person. It changes, or they say, you know what, I never thought of that. Or I'm going to have to think more about that. That's the Spirit hitting those weak points in that person with the right words to say at the right time. It's an awesome thing, and I hope this edifies you. Be sure you yield to the Spirit in everything you do, whether in word or in deed. He knows what's best. His thoughts are far above our thoughts. I hope you have a great rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.